It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, locked in, all over the place. I don't care where in North America you are. I'm just happy that you're here. This is where I will be for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you so much to our producer, helping to hold things down in New York City, Ryan Botcher. We appreciate you for being here, and we got a lot to get into. How about this? Just yesterday, we talked about how the Major League Baseball season is wrapping up. It's winding up. We got some teams going high. We got teams going low, and we got some home runs that are going far. Historic numbers right now. Historic home runs being hit. Guys like Cal Raleigh, Aaron Judge, Kyle Schwarber, and then even Shohei Ohtani. He just hit another home run not too long ago today in Arizona. We're going to talk about these home runs that are just flying all over the place. It is Thursday. You know what that means? Well, it's September. It's Thursday. Thursday night football. We got the Seahawks. We got the Cardinals. They're getting it in Glendale in a few hours. We'll talk about that matchup. We got two teams that are 2-1. We got Kyler Murray versus Sam Darnold. Yeah, a matchup that everybody really wants to see. How about this? Speaking of quarterbacks, you got Aaron Rodgers getting ready to play over in Ireland along with the Steelers. Roger Goodell, he's doing a lot of talking about the NFL going international and about Tom Brady and whether or not there is a conflict of interest. We hear from Urban Meyer. Yesterday, I gave you a top six list of just some of the craziest coaches in sports right now. Well, Urban Meyer knows a thing or two about crazy. He knows about plenty of things about bad decisions. Urban Meyer likes Fran Brown. He loves him. I wonder if he loves him not taking a shower after a loss. ESPN dropped the list of the top 10 NBA players heading into this season. We're going to get into that. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And then even, this was kind of shocking when I saw this. Speaking of the Seahawks, Sean Alexander, remember him? He's having 14 kids. Well, not at the same time. He's having baby number 14. But we'll get into that later on in the show. I'm like, what is the 14 babies? The same woman, God bless him. God bless her. Okay. Damn. The 14 babies. Anyway, you can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, be smart. Ask the speaker. No hands. No hands. Who likes hands? Nobody. Hands free. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, this is a good time of year. We got football. We got basketball coming the way. We got Major League Baseball going on right now. We got people cranking home runs. And last night, what a crazy day. We talked about all these races, these divisional matchups. And then things went to another level. Because when we got off air, it was just like, who hit a home run? Oh, that guy hit another home run? That guy hit another home run? But these guys were cranking last night. Cal Raleigh hit two home runs last night. Aaron Judge hit two home runs last night. Kyle Schwarber hit two home runs last night. This was one of those days. Shout outs to Monica. It's just one of those days. And even Shohei Ohtani, who hit a home run today. And Shohei Ohtani was out there pitching last night in a loss. He went out there and struck out 8 guys in 6 innings. And so not only are the home runs a flying, the MVP races are kind of lighting it up. We'll get into that. Let's talk about the balls that are flying right now. We talked about it a couple days ago. Chicks dig the long ball. Greg Maddux, Tom Glavine standing there telling everybody that chicks dig the long ball. You say that too often in 2025, you're going to get canceled. You can't say that. You can't have a marketing slogan talking about chicks. Are women still called chicks? You can't say that. Botcher, you can't call a woman a chick now, right? That's grounds for cancellation.
It's not cancellation. It's just weird. Don't do it. Just say don't call, that woman.
Don't call a woman a chick.
Yes.
So if I'm in the mall, do people still go to malls?
It depends what mall it is. Probably smaller malls, no. Big malls, yes.
Okay. So if you're in the mall and you go, hey, look at those chicks over there. You're going to get slapped in the face, right? Bad idea.
By the women, probably. But yeah. Your friends probably won't.
Yeah, bad idea. Don't call women chicks. But there used to be a time where chicks dig the long ball, and in 2025, the home runs are flying. Last night, Cal Raleigh. This man hit home run number 59 and home run number 60. The Mariners beat the Rockies 9-2. The Mariners have been beating up on a lot of people recently. Cal Raleigh, as a catcher, has already broken a single-season mark formerly held by Salvador Perez. He's now the seventh player in MLB history as a catcher to hit 60 in a single season. And yeah, of course, he's a catcher. We know he ain't back there every single damn game. But the fact is, he's supposed to be tired. Like, the catcher has more responsibility than anybody on a baseball diamond. He has to call the game. He has to hit. He has to squat. You know one thing I don't want to do? Squat. I don't want to squat on a base path. I don't want to sit there. I don't want to get hit by a pitch. I don't want to get popped by a foul tip. I don't want the bat swinging over me. I don't want to talk to the umpire. I don't want to throw the ball back. And then my aching knees got to get up and swing. What is Cal Raleigh? Is this man just invincible? Is he indestructible? He was letting him fly yesterday. Listen to this home run call from Mariners Radio. This is home run number 59.
Now the windup in the 1-1, swinging a drive, deep to right field. Holy smokes, where is this going to land? Upper deck, right field. Number 59 for Cal Raleigh. He has just tied Babe Ruth for the most home runs in a single season in American League history.
What are we doing? Like, what are we doing? And I feel like this is not getting a lot of attention. I don't know. Maybe because he's in the Pacific Northwest. Maybe because he's in Seattle. Maybe because a lot of people are sleeping. West Coast, I don't know. People are not paying attention. It's kind of nuts. Let's think about this. He hit 59 home runs last night, and then he said, forget 59. I got another one for you. Listen to this.
The chance of MVP. MVP, the stretch of the pitch to Cal. Swing and a drive, deep to right field. There it is, number 60. The modern-day Bambino has just tied Babe Ruth's record of 60 home runs for third all-time in American League history.
What are we doing? A catcher? What are we doing? He's not tired. He's still going. Seventh player in Major League Baseball history to hit 60 home runs in a single season. Seventh. And this is so quiet, it's ridiculous. I remember a few seasons ago, keep in mind, Aaron Judge, okay, he has the record for most home runs in the American League with 62. The Seattle Mariners have four games left in a season, which means if you can do math, let's do it. We can try together. Cal Raleigh has two home runs before he ties Aaron Judge's record of 62, which he set in 2022. Yeah, that's 3 years ago. Aaron Judge went out there and decided to hit 62 home runs, an American League record. Cal Raleigh has four games to tie him or beat him. I know people in Seattle are looking forward to it. Who would have thought that we'd be here? And how many people actually knew the Big Dumper? His nickname is because of his backside. Terrific. Congratulations. How many people knew this dude before this year? He's been out here cranking, but not 60 home runs. This is spectacular. And not only is it just the 60 home runs, by the way, they won last night. I told you that over the Rockies 9-2. He's the first player to hit at least 20 home runs from each side of the plate in one season. That's right. Cal Raleigh is a switch hitter. Oh, he's banging them. He's hitting them every which direction. It doesn't matter what side of the plate. That's what he had to say about hitting number 60 in a clincher. Listen to this.
I don't know what to say. I'm just so happy. I love this team. I love the city. I love my parents. Thank you for being here. I'm so happy for our guys. We're going to celebrate tonight. And, you know, like I said, we're not done yet.
Yeah, they're going to have some adult beverages. A couple beers, one beer, two beers, three beers. Two is reasonable, I guess. I don't know. I guess if you're a professional athlete, how many beers can you consume? I have no idea. Cal Raleigh, people know who he is now. It just really stinks that he's not getting the attention. I mean, it was only a couple of years ago that Aaron Judge, his home run chase. Aaron Judge, this guy was on the national news. It was like every time Aaron Judge did something, every day, it was like, oh, is he going to break the record? Are we getting that with Cal Raleigh? I don't think so. You know what? God bless him. He's not even all that concerned about the record. He's like, man, I don't want to just get records. I don't want to just hit home runs. I want more, 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 more. How do you like it? Listen to this.
I think last night what I kept hearing from everybody on this team was we got more work to do, and it seems like this team was just even more focused tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think most people heard what I said last night, you know, might as well win the whole thing.
Well, yeah, we got to watch your mouth. Naughty, naughty. People don't like naughty people. Speaking of, well, this guy's not naughty. He's the guy who gets all the attention. Why? I guess because he plays for the New York Yankees. A lot of people hate the Yankees. A lot of people love him. It's Aaron Judge. Because not only could Cal Raleigh go out there and hit 50 home runs, or 59 and 60, Aaron Judge said, this is what I do. He hit 50 and 51 last night as the Yankees beat up the Sox. That's why the White Sox exist, to be destroyed everywhere. 8-1. Aaron Judge did it too. Listen to home run number 50 from Yankees radio. Shout outs to Dave Sims.
First pitch. Swing on, hit the center field. Hit well. It's slicing. It's carrying. Giddy up and gone into the bullpen. A three-run homer, Aaron Judge, number 50. And that's the fourth time he's hit 50 or more home runs in a season. He joins this list. Babe Ruth, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, the other guys have done it four or more times, hitting 50 home runs in a season.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that. Babe Ruth, McGwire, Sammy Sosa. We know what McGwire and Sosa are doing. And, well, yeah, they were. Bacha, what were they doing to hit these home runs?
A lot of workouts with
spinach? Yeah. Spinach too? Spinach?
Yeah, there's some advice from Popeye and some medical professionals.
Ah, okay. Needles, syringes, and stuff. Aaron Judge is out here banging away. That was home run number 50. And then this is like DJ Khaled. It's just, we should have that clip, which is another one. Hey, listen to this man hit number 51.
There you go. Here's the drive to right center field. He is going to do it. Giddy up, baby. Goodbye. Home run for the captain is second tonight. Number 51. That's four RBIs tonight. And the Yankees have an 8-1 lead.
This is nuts. Okay, Aaron Judge, and we know he missed time with that bad arm, that elbow. He's the fourth guy this season to hit 50 home runs. Cal Raleigh, Aaron Judge. Otani is already there. He hit another home run today. And then you got Kyle Schwarber, too. It's like everybody's hitting home runs except for me. And then you got Aaron Judge, who, let's face it, he can hit all home runs in the world. When he gets to the postseason, he stinks. Sorry, Aaron Judge. He says, home runs, who cares? We got bigger things to do.
No, you can't sit and watch. You know, there's a lot more ahead of us. Hopefully I got a long career here in Pinstripes, so, you know, we can look back at all this, you know, when I'm done playing and, you know, on the other side. But, you know, right now we got a lot of work. You know, we clinched a playoff spot, but we're hunting that division and hunting a better spot going into postseason.
Yeah, he just learned from the Derek Jeter playbook. Deflect, deflect, deflect. Talk about the team. It is about the team. But he's like, how did the Yankees just birth a giant Derek Jeter who hits home runs? How? It's impossible. Aaron Boone, who used to play with Derek Jeter, he knows all about the Yankees. He knows the Yankee fans don't like him. But he says, Aaron Judge is the guy. Tell me something that I don't know, Aaron Boone.
Big tone setter for us tonight, a big three-run homer to, you know, after we fell behind there and then took it from there. But another great evening for the captain.
No, he is the Yankees. Sorry. He is the Yankees. He's the MVP. I don't know if he's the MVP. We'll get into that. We'll get into that. I do know that this man, he is the Yankees. He is the Yankees. If he's not on the Yankees, the Yankees suck. I know some people feel that way already, but if Aaron Judge is not a Yankee, the Yankees are not even worth talking about. They're garbage. They need to be happy they hit the jackpot with this guy. And then I told you another guy. Kyle Schwarber's hitting home runs too. What is this? He hit 55 and 56 last night. You heard me. Cal Raleigh hit two home runs. Aaron Judge hit two home runs. Kyle Schwarber hit two home runs. I wonder if somebody had this on a betting slip, okay? Like, how much money would you have made last night if you bet that Cal Raleigh, Judge, and Schwarber all would hit not one, but two home runs? I wonder if anybody got some cash. What a ridiculous deal. Hey, let's listen to Kyle Schwarber. His home runs yesterday, 23rd off of a left-handed pitcher. It's a new major league record. Think about it. Most of the guys playing out here are righties. And most of the dudes coming out are lefty specialists. You're not supposed to hit a lefty. Kyle Schwarber does. And he says, you know what? Yeah, I can hit anybody. Listen to this.
I think it's a pretty cool stat. Shows about, you know, there's been a lot of hard work put into that too. Just behind the scenes of, you know, just kind of takes you back to 2020, getting untendered, and then you sign a one-year deal and get with a really good hitting coach, and he kind of came up with a plan and attacked it, and just felt like it's kind of grown over the years. So a lot of credit goes to Kalong, Pat Rossler too, and all the other hitting coaches that have been here. My guy back at home, Aaron Capista, just you know, all the continuous hard work on that stuff. So it's a pretty cool stat. And
listen, man, if I got a hitting coach, I couldn't hit no home runs. Did I get a hit in Bernie Williams' celebrity game? What the shot? I'm trying to remember. Botch, I have to look. I think I got a hit last year. Accidentally. I did good.
You think you got a hit? Is it like, yeah, a, was there an error? Or was it
I
like...
played, no, watch your mouth, okay? I played twice. I played in two games. In one game, I got no hits. And so, yeah, I think I'm looking at it from a game perspective. I played in two games and I got one hit. That's good enough for me.
Yeah. If you're doing one for two, that's 500. Make the Hall of Fame.
You know, my brain is so shot. No, it didn't happen. No, because Mariano didn't pitch. I played with Mariano. If Mariano Rivera threw me a pitch, I'd remember that. He didn't pitch. He didn't pitch, I don't think. No.
No. And now he can't pitch because he's probably...
Well, oh, damn. Come on.
No, I'm just saying. Well, now he's probably done playing in these Hall of Fame games after what happened.
Oh, come on. Matt, he's a freak, okay? Yeah. He looks small on TV. Well, he doesn't look small. He looks thin on TV. Mariano Rivera is built like a tank. That dude is built like a tank. Poor guy ripped his leg playing in the Yankees old-timers game. Yeah, we talked about a lot of greats. Didn't expect to get into Mariano here, but there you have it. Shout-outs to Aaron Judge. Shout-outs to Kyle Schwarber. Shout-outs to Cal Raleigh. And Shohei Ohtani, well, he hit a home run today. Whoop-de-freaking-do. We'll talk about Shohei in a little while. And we'll also get into who deserves to win MVP. We got all these guys hitting home runs all over the place. Is Judge more important than Cal Raleigh? Is Schwarber more important than Ohtani? Ohtani struck out eight guys last night and hit a home run today. What did you do today? I don't know. I'm just trying to be alive. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We got Rowan Kavner, who's going to join us from Fox Sports to talk some baseball, really dive into these Mariners and what they're doing. He'll come through and join us next hour. We got so much to get into. We have so much to discuss. You want to be a part of the show? You can. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. We come back from break. Yeah, there's so much going on. We got NFL football tonight. We got NFL games that are going international, like Ohtani. Let's get into the next international game in the NFL. We'll talk about that on the other side. Aaron Rodgers is going international. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we talked about everybody hitting these home runs last night. Cal Raleigh hitting home runs, Aaron Judge hitting home runs, Kyle Schwarber hitting home runs, Shohei Ohtani hitting home runs. Well, he hit a home run today. Just everybody hitting home runs except for me. Maybe you. I've never hit a home run. Botch, you ever hit a home run in your life?
I hit an inside the park home run once when I was like 10. No, okay. I was 11 because it was the day Johan Santana threw a no-hitter.
Ah, okay.
Only one in my career.
Okay, and that doesn't count.
What? Doesn't count. I rounded all four bases. That definitely counts.
Needs to go over the wall, okay?
No.
You ever hit a ball over the wall?
A ground rule double? Yeah.
You ever hit a ball that went directly over the wall?
No.
Okay, me neither. There you go. Two peas in a pod. There you go. Everybody's hitting home runs. Ohtani's hitting all these home runs. He's filling up Dodger Stadium. I think they surpassed 4 million visitors this year. Every seat is filled. People want to see Ohtani. People are coming from Japan. People are coming from Southeast Asia. People are coming from all over the world just to see Ohtani in Los Angeles. What a bad, horrific trip that is, right? Hey, let's go to America. Let's see Ohtani. Let's hang out in beautiful, sunny Los Angeles. Let's go to the beach. Let's climb a mountain. Let's go to the desert. What a unique and beautiful landscape Los Angeles is. It is. What a great trip. Dodgers are perfectly situated where the hell they are. Ohtani is big time. He's international. He's pulling people from all over the place. And he might and likely is going to be the National League MVP again. Just print it up for him and give it to him today, okay? We'll get into that in a little while, though. Let's talk about this. Speaking of international, the NFL continues to go international. All right, we saw this game between the Chiefs and the Chargers that took place in Brazil in week one. And now here we are in week four. Hard to believe. Yes, it is week four of the NFL season. And we got the Vikings and the Steelers in Dublin, Ireland. Yeah, this is an NFL Network game. If you live on the East Coast, this game is going to be at 9:30 in the morning. If you live on the West Coast, you know it's going to be at 6:30 in the morning. You know, days like this are cool. When you got games that are taking place in the United Kingdom and they're 5 and 6 hours ahead in Europe, you got to go, man, I can get football all day long. You literally are going to run from the Vikings and Steelers into the first game window, the early game window, then the late game window, and then at nighttime, you're going to get Michael Parsons running after Dak Prescott. So it's going to be a great day of football. And congratulations to everybody in Ireland. You got Aaron Rodgers. Congratulations. You've been graced by the presence of Aaron Rodgers, who so far so good. Well, he's looked good so far this season for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're 2-1. He's second in the NFL already with 7 touchdowns thrown. He only had to throw 139 yards last week or this past Sunday when they beat the Steelers, or excuse me, they beat the Patriots 21-14. So we know the Rooney family. Their roots are in Ireland. I mean, we got in the family. People are ambassadors for the United States, to the country. It's pretty wild. So there's huge significance for the Rooney family. The Steelers and their fans, there's a big connection to Ireland, and they'll go out there and take on the Vikings, who are also 2-1. They went and smashed the Bengals. I didn't see this one coming. 48-10. Carson Wentz threw 2 touchdowns in that game. And so we got an international game for an international audience. And Aaron Rodgers, he was asked about playing in Ireland. What did he say?
What are you looking forward to about going over to Ireland this year?
Guinness on tap is my favorite beer in the world.
You had said the team that drinks together, wins together. Yeah. Have you tried to incorporate that more?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Won't we just go sit around and drink? Hey, look, and Aaron Rodgers has some decent humor. It's also pretty nice that we don't have Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee every week. Thank you. Thank you to the Pittsburgh Steelers. The New York Jets couldn't get him to do that. The New York Jets can get Aaron Rodgers to shut up. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Aaron Rodgers was, well, he was running the New York Jets. What a world. What a world. And then we got Mike Tomlin. Always keen with a microphone in front of him, unless they lost. Mike Tomlin, he talked about going from the U.S. of A. to Ireland and what it means and representation. Listen to this.
Certainly getting an opportunity to play internationally is a big honor. It's something that I've been a part of a couple of times, and it doesn't get old, man, to represent our game of American football on the international stage, man, is a really cool thing. I'm so excited about being a component of that, but as we sit here today, it's more about the preparation that tees up performance, and that's really what has our attention.
Yeah, everybody, they just want to make money. Let's make money, get on the plane, and come back home. I'm expecting the Steelers to beat the Vikings. Look, I said this about Marcus Mariota last week, and I was called out for it. I would not trust Marcus Mariota to carry my groceries from the car to the house, okay? I'd be expecting him to go out there and drop it. I don't trust Carson Wentz either. I would trust Carson Wentz more. But I'm going to go ahead and select the Pittsburgh Steelers to win this game out in Ireland. I don't want to say there's a little home field advantage with all the fans in Ireland who already support the Steelers. I feel positive about Aaron Rodgers. I trust him more than Carson Wentz. There's a reason why over the past 6 years, Carson Wentz has been a starter or started and been a part of six different teams over the past 6 seasons. I know that Aaron Rodgers has bounced around, but there's a reason for that. He's a pain in the ass. Anyway, Aaron Rodgers, despite having 7 touchdowns, the Steelers being 2-1, despite him being old as dirt on the other side of 40, he's like, yeah, I'm old, but I can be better than what I already am.
I can play better, for sure. You know, it's just about sometimes you just have to take what the defense gives you and be comfortable with that. Some of our best plays is just getting the ball into our playmaker's hands and letting them go. So I just need to be disciplined like I usually am and get the ball to the guys.
Yeah. What a smart guy. What a genius he is. Get the ball out of my hands and get it to guys who can actually put the ball in the end zone. What a genius. What a genius. Aaron Rodgers would tell you he's a genius. And another genius, well, I don't think Steeler fans think he's a genius. That happens to be Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin has a philosophy as well. Knowing that he's going to take on Carson Wentz, he openly admitted, I would rather take on a rookie quarterback. And yeah, he was around last year, but he's technically a rookie. And J.J. McCarthy. We know that this man is dealing with a high ankle sprain. He is not playing. He's not participating. He gone. He gone. And Mike Tomlin basically said, yeah, I'd rather face the rookie just like, you know, I would rather face a guy like Anthony Richardson, another guy who sucks.
He's a grizzly veteran. Oftentimes, particularly when you have a young, inexperienced quarterback, there's some big-time benefits of playing with a vet backup. The veteran guy oftentimes does the intangible components of the job very well. They communicate and articulate the schematics and the plan to others. They uplift guys and get people lined up. They oftentimes are able to carry more schematic responsibility and so forth at the line of scrimmage. And so I don't necessarily view it as a negative thing for the Minnesota Vikings, at least in the short term, that Carson is playing for them. We were in a similar situation a year ago. We were playing in Indianapolis, man, and I commented to the guys that, you know, keep Richardson upright. Don't put Flacco in the game. And, you know, Flacco ended up in the game.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, let's beat up on a rookie. That's what people do, right? I mean, you're not supposed to do that. That's called hazing. But when you're the opposition, yeah, go ahead. Beat up on the rookie. Mike Tomlin over here, I'm not saying he's telling state secrets, but, yeah, you want the worst guy in a game. That's not the it's not the worst strategy. I think it's like standing on a basketball court and seeing somebody that you don't want checking back into the game. Bacha, have you ever seen that clip of LeBron standing at the free throw line? LeBron looks over his shoulder, and this is years ago. Kawhi Leonard comes into the game, and LeBron James immediately goes, damn, him again? Yeah, nobody, you want to beat up on the bad guy. You don't want the star on the floor. I mean, it's a guy like Steph Curry, even at his age, he sits down. You know, the other team is going, ah, they're breathing a sigh of relief. And Mike Tomlin not saying anything crazy. I could see the Pittsburgh Steelers going out there and beating the Minnesota Vikings this Sunday in Ireland. The NFL has 7 international games in 5 different countries this year. Brazil, Ireland, the United Kingdom, Germany, and Spain. Things are real busy right now in the NFL. And a matter of fact, week 4 is getting started tonight. Okay, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to come back from break. We're going to hear from Roger Goodell. He's always thinking about money. It's his job. He represents all these billionaires. He's thinking about how you are going to watch more NFL games in the future. And speaking of the future, and speaking of NFL rookies, Travis Hunter, is he being used properly? Is he? Are they using him as a ladder when he's a screwdriver? We'll get into this on the other side of the break. But right now, what's the NFL game tonight? What's going on in the world of sports? It's time for a news flash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah, I'm flabbergasted too. Every time I'm here, I'm flabbergasted. Hey, this portion of the show is sponsored by the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. Learn how it's so much more than just another SUV at HyundaiUSA.com. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we've discussed and talked about, well, last night we spoke more about this Thursday night football matchup between Seattle and Arizona. We got into the international game that we'll see Sunday morning between the Minnesota Vikings and the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I don't know if people are really paying attention to the top two rookies in the game right now. Cam Ward and the Titans have been underwhelming. I mean, people are having conversations about Callahan and the play calling. Cam Ward is nothing to see right now. And then the guy who was selected number two overall, and he was traded and drafted up to grab by the Jacksonville Jaguars, is Travis Hunter. Haven't heard a lot about him either, huh? This is the guy who's supposed to be the jack of all trades, playing offense, playing defense, catching touchdowns, catching interceptions. Things have been relatively quiet. And I guess that's a good thing for the Jacksonville Jaguars. As it stands right now, they have a record of 2-1. They just beat Houston 17-10 on Sunday. And this upcoming Sunday, the Jaguars will be in San Francisco. You know, it'll be a question. Will we see Mac Jones? Will we see Brock Purdy? Time will tell for the 49ers. The Jacksonville Jaguars have been dealing with some injuries on offense and defense as well. You think about the offense? Well, we got Brian Thomas Jr. He was dealing with a wrist injury. Looks like he'll play. De'Ami Brown, this guy did not practice yesterday. He got a shoulder injury this past Sunday against the Texans. They got injuries to their cornerbacks. And, of course, this brings light to, guess who? Da-da-da. Travis Hunter, the guy who's supposed to be doing it all, playing offense, playing defense. We saw him play a lot of offensive snaps early, and then he played no defensive snaps. And as the season has gone on, he has started to play more defense and less offense. How about this? In week one of the NFL season, he played 42 snaps on offense, okay? Compared to week three, that went down to 37. Meanwhile, his defensive snaps have increased. He played 6 defensive snaps in week one, and in the past 2 weeks, he's played 43 snaps. He has 0 touchdowns. He doesn't have an interception. He's here right now. And so Deion Sanders actually sat down with the Kelce brothers, and he says the Jacksonville Jaguars are not using him enough. He says, I've seen it with my own eyes on an everyday basis for 3 straight years. I know what he's capable of, and I know how you got to take care of him. He never practiced on Tuesdays. He practiced on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He played hundreds of snaps on Saturday. You don't use him Tuesday or Monday. He loves the game. He loves football. He loves studying. He loves the preparation. Great. He's a small guy. Well, at least in regards to frame. He's a thin guy. And sure, he's playing cornerback. He's not on the offensive line. We know that. We understand that. At the same time, his body hasn't taken an NFL beating. The schedule is different. You know, what he's required to learn is a little bit different. This isn't exactly Colorado. And by the way, there were times he got hit in Colorado and Travis Hunter would be out for a certain amount of times. I mean, when you got Deion Sanders making comments like this about Travis Hunter, yeah, you wonder why there are certain teams, they didn't want to select his son. Could you imagine what he'd be saying about his son on a week-to-week basis? I think that's one of the key reasons why teams didn't want him. Like, okay, we believe in him. Maybe he could be something in the NFL. But then you factor in his dad. We got to get criticism from his dad from Boulder every week. Why do we want to bother? And so Travis Hunter, with all these injuries on the offense and the defense, is his usage going to increase? The head coach, he talked about it, Liam Cohen, first-year head coach with the Jacksonville Jaguars, he basically says, you know what, based on where we are right now, the guy knows one wide receiver spot. We can't just go out there and drop him into somebody else's spot, go play X or Y. Listen to what Liam Cohen said about that.
Yeah, he's one right now, one position on offense and one position on defense. So that doesn't really fully change. It's just more the next guy having to go and adjust to go play some Z, which is what happened in the game. So, no, I don't think it changes much.
Okay, yeah. He doesn't want him playing. You know, maybe he's not up to speed. Deion Sanders is like, oh, he's studying 5 hours a day. He loves football. Do you just want to just drop him in there and see what happens? You want to run him into the ground, or do you want to gradually increase what he's doing? This is the NFL. This is not college. Okay? He's not going up there jamming guys who happen to be my size. He's jamming grown-ass men, or at least attempting to do so. What's the rush? The Jaguars are winning. And if they felt that he was capable, if they thought it was a good idea, I think they would do so. But of course, Deion says, hey, this is what he did in college. He can do this in the NFL. Of course, Deion would know more football than I do, but that doesn't mean that he would necessarily be right. The head coach of the Jaguars, Liam Cohen, he continued on. He says, you know what? It is not fair at all to now expect him, just because we got injuries, to learn other people's jobs on the offense or the defense.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair right now to say, hey, dude, go learn Z and X and 12 and this and that. It's like, man, we got to make sure he can really go and execute what we're asking them to do first and foremost, which is play F and play corner. So I think as we go and as he goes, I got to believe that it'll continue to do this.
I had enough of all that, Liam Cohen. You heard what Deion Sanders said. He can play offense. He can play defense. He could play hundreds of snaps on Sunday. Is he caught up to speed on the entire playbook?
And I think we can probably do a better job of helping him in some ways. We had a great talk with Trav after this past game in terms of just, man, like, all right, how can we help you and put you? Because he's, guys, right, what is he learning? It's a lot. So we've got to, I think, be a little bit more diligent in terms of putting him in positions to maybe not have to do as many moving parts so that we can just let him go play. You saw, you know, he catches the outcut the other day and makes multiple people miss. And so that's what we're trying to continue to push. And that's got to be on us as well. Yeah, he has a hand in it for sure. Absolutely. But I do think we can help him more.
Oh, yeah. What the heck does he know? They're asking him to learn the entire playbook, offense and defense. Not a package, not, hey, you pop in on, you know, nickel opportunities. Hey, we need five DBs out here. They're asking him to play everything. Is that fair? Does somebody just show up to work at a new place, at a new level, at the highest level possible, and just all of a sudden just pick everything up? And also, by the way, I mean, is Deion Sanders, he's being a master manipulator in his own way. Good for him. I mean, you can control what you can control, but did it work out for your son? I mean, it worked out for Travis Hunter based on his talent. Nobody cared enough. Sometimes you got to be careful. Sometimes you can kind of bite off more than you can chew. It's working out for Travis Hunter so far. Yeah, he's trying to get him more snaps. It's great. But with his son, I remember vividly, Deion Sanders was talking about how this might be an Eli Manning situation. That we, as in the Sanders, would be able to choose where my son goes and plays football. That did not work out that way. Didn't work out now, did it? Sometimes you got to be careful when you open your mouth. I think as we go throughout the course of the season, I think justifiably so, we'll see more Travis Hunter. Why are they just going to throw him in there? You might as well take your time. I think Travis Hunter will be okay. And hopefully the young man doesn't get injured, because I know Deion has seen him play hundreds of snaps on Saturdays. Not in the NFL. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I expect the Jaguars to lose in San Francisco too, by the way. Unless Mac Jones is, you know, throwing the ball away. Anyway, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Man, we got so much to get into. I told you, we're going to have Rowan Kavner from Fox Sports. He's going to join us next hour. We're going to get into the Mariners. We'll talk about Cal Raleigh, all these home runs that he's hitting. We'll talk about the Mariners and whether or not they are legitimate World Series contenders. They can go out there and go all the way and lift the Commissioner's Trophy. We'll also get into the MVP race. I mean, we talked about all these guys hitting these home runs all over the damn place. Is Judge going to win out the MVP over Cal Raleigh? I mean, is Ohtani, is he in danger of not winning another MVP? Is it going to go to somebody like Kyle Schwarber? We'll get into that. I told you about Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer, he has some positive words for Fran Brown. I don't know if you want to take advice from Urban Meyer. I mean, he's kind of made some interesting life decisions over the course of time. But we're going to get into all of that on the other side of the break. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We got more football. We got more baseball. Damn it, we're even going to get into some basketball. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. When we come back on the other side, let's get back into baseball. Let's talk about these MVP races. I think I'd take some bets. I'd place some bets on who I think is going to win in the AL and the NL. We'll get into it on the other side. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show. I play offense and defense on the Infinity Sports Network.